Good morning, beloved, and thank you once again for inviting me into your homes for this Friday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. And this kind of closes out our Christmas week, and it's been a very exciting week, and I love sharing together with you as much as I could. Today, we are going to be reading John chapter 16, verses 16 through 24, where the disciples are unable to comprehend what Jesus tells them about the impending suffering and death. Jesus tells them that they will be sad for a while, but their sadness will turn into gladness. And again, God's guiding word for us this week has been spiritual renewal. So let's begin reading John chapter 16, verses 16 through 24. In a little while, you will not see me anymore, and then a little while later, you will see me. Some of his disciples asked among themselves, "What does this mean? He tells us that in a little while we will not see him, and then a little while later, we will see him." And he also says, "It is because I'm going to the Father." What does this "a little while" mean? We don't know what he's talking about. So Jesus knew what they wanted to question him about, so he said to them, "I said, in a little while, you will not see me, and then, a little while later, you will see me. Is this what you are asking about among yourselves? I am telling you the truth. You will cry and weep, but the world will be glad. You will be sad, but your sadness will turn into gladness. When a woman is about to give birth, she is sad because her hour of suffering has come. But when the baby is born, she forgets her suffering because she is happy that a baby has been born into the world. That is how it is with you. Now you are sad, but I will see you again, and your hearts will be filled with gladness, the kind of gladness that no one can take away from you. When that day comes, you will not ask me for anything. I am telling you the truth. The Father will give you whatever you ask of him in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your happiness may be complete." And today's key verse is John chapter 16, verse 22, where Jesus said to his disciples, "Now you are sad, but I will see you again, and your hearts will be filled with gladness, the kind of gladness that no one can take away from you." And once again, Jesus is lovingly trying to prepare his disciples for the events of the following days: his arrest, his persecution, the illegal trial, the torture that he goes through, and ultimately his murder and his burial. And then for 3 days, they are going to be so lost and alone because none of this has worked out the way that they anticipated. You know, there's a song that Carmen wrote many decades ago, "It may seem like Friday night, but let me tell you, Sunday is on the way." And on that Friday night, as the disciples were mourning the loss, death and burial of their Savior, they just couldn't understand. But let me assure you, Sunday morning was coming, that glorious Sunday morning when Jesus would rise again from the dead. Beloved, you might be going through some difficult times right now. I know that we are in the middle, or at the end, excuse me, of the Christmas week and all of the activities and things that brings, but you may be going through some discouraging things, through some sad things. But let me assure you, it may seem like Friday night, but God's promises are true. And Sunday morning is coming, and Jesus is alive, and that resurrected Savior is loving you and providing for your every need. Oh, trust in Him. Put your trust in Him, and He will see you through in this difficult time. Dear Jesus, you suffered and died for my sake, but God raised you to life, and you defeated sin and death so that all who believe in you will have eternal life. You have turned sadness into joy, a joy that no one can take away. To you be praise and glory forever and ever. Amen. But our week together has come to an end, beloved. Join me in church this coming Sunday morning. If you can't physically make it, well, don't forget we're there on Facebook. We're there on Zoom. And you are more than welcome to join us that way. But if not, we will see you again this Monday, this coming Monday, when we will be studying John chapter 16, verses 25 through 33, when Jesus speaks of his victory over the world. Until then, beloved, may God richly bless you as you do walk in his victory over the world. God bless you.